number, I think she's pretty happy about with the defense. I think it was 76 yards in the second half, and that was it. Turned in a shutout in the second half. Of note, as Coach doesn't know this yet, the 21 points that UNM scored in the third quarter was more than the team scored the entire 20.
Okay, stop. Stop doing that. That's ancient history. I don't need to know it. I know it. I've lived it. Okay. First, the turquoise you saw out there today, the socks, all that stuff, that was in representation of Indigenous Heritage Day. Our community, the Native American culture and Indigenous people in our community is a big deal. And representing any kind of honor we can to them will always be a big emphasis. And so that was, if you're wondering why they were doing that. We were the better team tonight. Coach Alexander's guys play hard. They do a good job of getting their guys. I think the two defensive ends, 55 and 8, play really, really hard. They play the game the right way. We overpowered them in the second half. Disappointed on the first drive, 15 plays. We gave them 3 first downs. I did not like our third down defense being 9 of 17. That's way too many, way too high a percentage. Obviously, we're better in the second half. We're good on fourth down. Which is a positive because you need to be if they're going to go for it. I thought Dylan threw the ball with some precision. He was good. I thought Bill is, we've been talking about how good Bill can be. I think Bill showed how good Bill can be tonight. And then Deuce Jones and Caleb, we've been talking about taking shots and stuff and throwing the ball over the top. I think Deuce Jones can run with anybody in the country. And that was a heck of a catch that Caleb made. I mean, a 50-50 ball. We were the better football team, so we played like it in the second half more so than we did the first half. So I'll take any questions.
What did you think about the lights?
I thought the atmosphere was great. Give Chase and his crew for the introduction, the Seth and those guys with the fire, semi-fire, I guess you'll call it. The hallway coming out, the camera, that stuff makes a big difference in atmosphere for your kids. They get excited. I mean, we got a little foyer down here now with the new weight room that was really, really intense before the game. They had the doors closed and wouldn't let our guys out, and they were getting excited to go play, which was it was different. So seeing them on the camera and all those things, I thought was great. Lights, once it got dark, was great. I hate waiting until play at night games. I really do, but it was a really cool atmosphere when you turn them off and it gets pitch black in there. We're making improvements. There's going to be 35,000. I hope there's 40,000 people next week. It's a great opportunity for the community of Albuquerque and the community of Las Cruces and the entire state of New Mexico to celebrate two good football teams that are going to try and beat the tar out of each other.
What do you think was the key, like, to the slow start on defense early on?
Penalties. Can't jump off sides. That's lack of discipline. Can't jump off sides and give them first downs that they don't earn. When we didn't give them penalty first downs, they had a hard time converting. But if you're going to extend drives without them having to earn it, then they get down there, and then we got beaten man coverage, got some dirty eyes. I think they took the approach that was smart, like we tried to last week with Texas A&M. They didn't go fast like they typically do. They tried to shorten the game a little bit and give themselves a chance. And in the first two drives, I think it was 7-7 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. I mean, that's how that game's going to be if that's how you play, if you don't get off the field on third down. I think we were more uptight on defense for sure than we were against Texas A&M. And I don't know if it was because the pressure of we're expected to win, we're better than they are. We were not playing loose. We were making silly mistakes in coverage, not assignment errors, just letting them catch balls that when you're a better athlete, you should make those plays. And I thought we were really nervous and played really tight early and then made a couple plays, relaxed, and played a lot better, especially in the second half. And we were a terrible second half team last year. You got stats on that? I'm sure you do. So we played a lot better in the second half than we did at any time last year, which is positive.
No Tavian, no Jeremiah tonight. I don't think I saw Derek Moore out there. I'm just curious what the injuries were in particular and what the timeline.
Jeremiah hurt his wrist. Tavian hurt his ankle. Both of them were suited out and could have played tonight if we needed him to. The idea was them not to play. If Christian would have got his targeting penalty early in the half, in the first half, probably would have used Tavian. But I thought David Murphy did a great job I thought our kickoff team made obviously different athletes we were playing than we did last week, but I thought Tate Zimmerman did a really good job. I thought on the when we put some subs in, Josh House actually ran down there and did a really good job. I mean, they threw their kickoff team. I mean, they fair caught it every time after the second return because we caught them on the 15. I thought Tate was awesome. And so, I mean, there's some guys there that did some things that are positives.
Coach, almost 600 yards in total offense, essentially 290 rushing, 290 passing. If you had to kind of pick one aspect of the offense you were most proud of, what would that be?
The way we established the run in the second half. I thought early on, I thought they were there was a push at the line of scrimmage. It was kind of a stalemate. And that's going to be how it's going to be all year long. You got to continue. I mean, we call it the dirty three. Just keep pounding away, pounding away, pounding away, and then we'll pop some long runs. Those three-yard runs will become four, five, and six in the second half. And I thought that in the third quarter happened. And so I'm really proud of our offensive line. Like Dylan said, the touchdown he threw to Luke, he could have stood back there for a month of Sundays. And it was a really good throw. Luke made a great catch coming across the middle. That group going into the season had to be really good for us to be successful, and I think they're getting better. I thought they held their own last week. They got better tonight, and they got to continue to prove because we got a great challenge next week. I thought the secondary played better. Noah had another holding penalty. Was in great phase and didn't need to grab. I mean, they were hand-fighting, but he did grab the jersey. I mean, that's going to come with experience. He had a couple other opportunities in the second half and did a great job in coverage. We'll continue to grow in that aspect. We're going to miss Christian for the first half next week, which is too bad. But Tavian will be back, and Jamarius and Aaron and Noah did a nice job tonight. So Hunter Wiggins got in there a little bit, so we'll be okay there.
Coach, a couple of those touchdown drives, 87, 88 yards, I mean, long, sustained drives. What allowed you guys to do that tonight?
The O-line. I mean, honestly, we're running the ball, and as an offensive play caller, I mean, both the play callers on both sides of the ball, second and six and second and five are significantly easier plays to call than second and seven and second and ten. A lot harder to call defenses on second and five. I mean, the plethora of plays that they have opens up significantly. So we were getting ahead of the sticks on those drives, and then we were going to be aggressive. We never had to do it in the second half of the field. But we were going to, I mean, on third and seven, if the offensive coordinator knows we're going to go for it on fourth down, you got a whole lot of plays to call. You can run power on third and seven where typically you wouldn't do that. So we ran a couple of running plays on third and six, third and medium downs that we got the first down on, but we were going to go for it on fourth down. That helps. I thought that was the key to sustaining those drives.
I thought Zach Morris had a really, really nice game tonight. From what I see, can you just comment on his performance and what you saw at him?
Zach's parents are going to listen, so it will be nice. Zach's better than he played tonight. Zach didn't play bad, but I think we have two really, really good corners. And my expectation for Zach is to play better than he did tonight. And the perception that he played pretty good, I'm glad, because in my eyes, I think Zach is better than he performed tonight. And I think our two corners are two of the best in this league. And Zach has the right attitude. I think, it's an interesting thing. You should never take winning for granted because it's not easy. Obviously, we lost. I hate him. I'm not going to say the number. You've got to enjoy every time you win. When you can be disappointed in your performance when you win, I get upset at those guys because they never should. You don't take for granted. They had a good time in that locker room. They should. After you win a game, you should enjoy it because football is the one sport you work all year long. I mean, these guys work 43 out of the 52 weeks in a year for 12 guaranteed opportunities. And the lack of success that we've had around here, obviously our attitude and our guys' attitude, listening to Bill and Cy and Dylan and all those guys talk, their belief is different, which gives us the opportunity to be a competitive and good team. We won a game against a team we were better than. You should. They enjoyed it. The celebration is over because we have a big game next week and we've already moved on. And you should give them 24 hours, but we're not. So.
I didn't bring up the number, by the way.
Thank you.
What's that?
Significant. The number one goal in this program every year is to win the fifth conference championship. That won't change. The other goal is you don't lose to that team. And they got us last year. Give Coach Kill and that football team all the credit in the world. They scored three touchdowns. We scored three field goals. It's going to be a heck of an atmosphere. There's going to be 35,000 people. I'll be disappointed if there's less than 35,000 people. Our core of 15 plus the 17, David Williams is a magician now. He said there would be a little over 17. Right on the money. So I'm going to have to go count the tickets myself to make sure Brady didn't help him. But going around, it looked like there was more than that. The east sideline looked better than that. So that means there's a little bit of excitement around here. There'll be a whole lot of excitement, and they'll bring a good crowd. I mean, there's a lot of – there are people that live in this town, and it'll be a – it should be a hell of a football – a heck of a football environment. Excuse my language.
He had that late TD that got called back. Is Andrew healthy, fully healthy?
I thought he looked really good on two runs. Mm-hmm. I thought he looked like he might have been limping a little bit. I mean, he was 85, 90%. We got to continue to get him treatment and get that thing healthy because he was really explosive on the touchdown run that got called back. He was really explosive on the third down run that got down to that drive. So when he is fully healthy, he'll add another dynamic to that room. I thought Sherrod ran hard. I thought Dorian had really good runs. And then Bill, obviously, 162 yards and only 12 carries. That's a really good night.
Big chunk plays, a couple of resulting in touchdowns. That's something that hasn't really been here in this offense in recent years.
Tell me about it.
I mean, for you, I mean, how much are you excited to just add that to your arsenal just moving forward?
It's a huge aspect. I mean, Coach Vincent's done a really good job in a short time. It's obviously helped having Dylan. I think we have some young guys that you got to saw. I mean, that touchdown run by Devin Dampier was pretty special. We have some young guys that need to gain experience. Obviously, Caleb Medford and Deuce Jones can run. Luke Weissong is Luke Weissong. Jeremiah will be back next week. Tavion will be back next week. So, I mean, there's a lot of optimism. And when you've got a quarterback that can put the ball on the money like that, if the guys can give him a little bit of time, I mean, you have a chance for success. You're sure Jeremy Leach never had more than four touchdown passes in a game?
We had one guy. He had six.
You said he tied the record. Oh, you said, I thought you said tied the record. Okay. No. You guys are going to make me depressed. If 125 years of football, we have one guy score four touchdowns, throw for four touchdowns. Tell me about it.
Hey, but, walking through in halftime, that's one thing that I noticed, you know, listening to the talk of the fans, they were impressed how Dylan could sling that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now seeing how big the offensive line has come, like, how comfortable are you that he's back there that, you know, that he was able to come and just, does that give you like a sense of?
Well, we were running the some of the stuff that New Mexico State runs now when they put Stewart in there at quarterback on the triple option stuff. Our quarterbacks didn't get hurt doing that stuff. It was when we were trying to drop back, protect, that we couldn't. We weren't good enough. We weren't big enough. We weren't strong enough. I thought those guys have done a great job of developing. Obviously, we've recruited bigger players, which helps. You've got to have enough size. I mean, you can't teach 6'5", you can't teach 300 pounds. But you can make them strong as can be. And I think we've got a really strong football team. I mean, you got to see that in May. That, you have to have a little bit of swing behind your hammer to have success doing that. They did a good job. Are they a precise unit yet? Not yet. They still got to continue to progress every single day. But I think there's an opportunity there for them to continue to get better and better and better. They're significantly better than we've had here in the past couple of years. And then you have a quarterback back there that they believe in, so they work a little bit harder. We have some depth behind them, so they have to work a little bit harder or they're going to lose their spot. That hadn't been the case either. So I think all those tangibles make a difference.
Coach, there's always something that you could coach an athlete to do to get better, but do you ever feel like you have to coach Corey with what he does with his passion, or does he just come to the field with that kind of intensity?
Well, he comes with that intensity and that passion every day to try and rip your face off. I mean, that you don't teach. But he wasn't perfect tonight. He missed a couple runs. I mean, there's 162 yards he gained. He probably missed 40. So he's got the right attitude. And I want to comment on Bill and Tito and Jeremiah because Bill said it. They don't take things for granted. They don't take things for granted at all. And they've been really good on our football team, getting our football team to understand how good they have it. Do we need to continue to make things better? If you want to stay in the race of college football, you have to. And I think the leadership at the top, starting with President Stokes and Eddie and David, gives us the opportunity to continue growing towards that. But those three guys have helped 112 guys understand how good they have it. And I think they work harder because of it, and I think they appreciate it. And I think we've got really good kids that are good in our community. Now, can they be knuckleheads and make mistakes? They can. But I think that those three have been really good for our football team.
I think this is the third time you played an FCS team with you as head coach. I think it was Houston Baptist, it was like 27-17, and then Maine last year, 41-0. This felt like maybe the most dominant performance of all of them. I mean, when you think about this one tonight and compare it to the others?
I think we're overreacting. I think we won 56-10 because we were the better team. I thought Dylan played really good and the O-line played really good. We should beat a team when we're better than them. We're playing a great football team next week, and I hate to say that about them, but Coach Kill's done a phenomenal job in a year, and they're better this year than they were last year. I saw the score just a minute ago. They lost 33-17 to Liberty. That's a hard road trip. Liberty's a really good football team. It's a great opportunity next week because we're going to have a great atmosphere for both teams. I know our athletic department is prepared for what's the crowd that's going to be here, the excitement that both teams bring. So we had a good win, but I don't want to overreact, and we won a football game. We don't win football games like that very often around here. Our kids are learning how to win football games. They enjoyed it. I'm glad they enjoyed it, but it's over. I should have let them enjoy it till 3 o'clock tomorrow, but I'm not. It's time to move on.
What will that look like tomorrow in terms of, you have so many new guys in the program. How do you get them to kind of understand that?
Oh, they know. Trust me, they know. They've been hearing about it for 365 days. They know. And we'll start tomorrow at 1 o'clock with treatment. They'll open up earlier than that, and the ones that are banged up will need it. At 3 o'clock, we're going to lift weights. At 4:30, we're going to watch the tape. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have a team dinner. And then the coaches will go home, or they won't. And we'll get ready to play New Mexico State.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Go Lobos.
Thanks, Ed.